Grammar Booster.
The present perfect passive. Affirmative. I've been told. You've been told. He's been told. She's been told. It's been told. We've been told. They've been told.
Negative. I haven't been told. You haven't been told. He hasn't been told. She hasn't been told. It hasn't been told. We haven't been told. They haven't been told.
Interrogative. Have I been told? Have you been told? Has he been told? Has she been told? Has it been told? Have we been told? Have they been told? The full forms are I've, I have, you've, you have, we've, we have, they've, they have, haven't, have not, hasn't, has not.
We form the present perfect passive with have been or has been plus a past participle. For example, the email has been sent. The windows have been cleaned.
We form negatives with haven't been or hasn't been plus a past participle. For example, the email hasn't been sent. The windows haven't been cleaned.
In active sentences, the person or thing doing the action is the subject of the sentence. For example, Jack, subject, has prepared, verb, the food, object. Pete and Jenny, subject, have checked, verb, the documents, object.
However, with passives, the person or thing receiving the action is the main focus of the sentence. For example, the food has been prepared by Jack. The documents have been checked by Pete and Jenny.
Notice how the person who does the action can appear at the end of the sentence after the word by. You don't have to add this information if you don't need to. For example, the food has been prepared by Jack.
We use the passive when we don't know who has performed the action. The chair has been repaired.
It isn't important who has performed the action. The work has been completed.
It's obvious who's performed the action. The woman has been arrested. Obviously, the police have arrested the woman. Dialogue. The museum.
So, I see the Tyrannosaurus Rex has been removed from the entrance.
Yes, it's been sold.
Sold?
Yeah, we had some expenses that we needed to cover.
Expenses?
Well, some of the staff hadn't been paid for a while. The money from the sale of the dinosaur has been used for that.
Oh, right. And the replica blue whale that was such a popular attraction?
It's been loaned to another museum. We couldn't afford to keep the room open any longer. The heating and lighting bills were really high.
Right. So why has the Romans in Britain exhibition been closed off?
Cleaning work.
Hopefully it won't take too long. Now, on a positive note, I see the sales from the museum shop have increased.
Yes, well, we're offering a lot more products now.
That's great. And I also see that the museum restaurant is doing quite well.
Yes, it's now the most popular part of the museum. We're offering a 3-course meal for just £6.
Can we make a profit on that?
Not really, but it gets the visitors in, and as they have to pay £8 for the entrance fee, it works out quite well.
Ah, I see. Very clever. Now, where is that exhibition on early man?
It's been taken down for repairs. The Neanderthal man's arms fell off, and the saber-toothed tiger has been stolen.
Stolen?
Yeah.
Where was the security guard at the time?
We don't know, but he's been fired.
Fired? Why?
Well, police think he might have taken it.
What on earth would he want that for?
We also noticed that a stuffed lion has gone missing. The two thefts might be connected. The police are looking into it. Apparently the guard is really into hunting.
Oh, right. Now, what's happened to that?